High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Well, thank you, and good evening, everyone, from Kearney High School in Kearney, Nebraska. Tonight we have girls C1 district final action for you. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs on the road, traveling halfway across the state here to meet up with the Sydney Lady Raiders. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be calling your play-by-play tonight, and I'm very happy to have joining me tonight my son, Todd Gatula. Todd, good evening.
Good evening. Good to be here.
Yeah, right on cue, the band comes in here on you. Todd, you did a little research on the Lady Raiders of Sydney. Share some of that information here, if you would.
Yeah, two pretty tonight, and the things you need to know about the Sydney Red Raiders team is they're a powerhouse women's basketball team out here in central western Nebraska. They've qualified for the state tournament the last 4 years in a row. This is a team that likes to get up and down the floor and run. They'll get the rebound, toss it down the floor, and like to score on layups. They've won three straight to end the season. They beat Ogallala and Shattered in their sub-district to advance to this final. And, you know, also interesting to note is because of their location in western Nebraska, even though they're a C1 school, they play a very heavy Class B schedule, so good competition. 11 games this season were against Class B opponents. Even one Class A school in there, and that they played North Platte High School. They've got notable wins over a really good Chase County team out of Imperial and Gothenburg, who's a really strong team out in this part of the state, which is actually in another district final in C1.
Now, all is not lost. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs, they've had some success, too. Talk a little bit about the Lady Dogs here.
Yeah, they're, of course, coached by Grant Cole. He's in his fourth season. Grant's career record, 63-28 in just four seasons. And they went to the state just a couple years ago in 2018, his first season. Auburn lost to Syracuse in the sub-district final, but they were one of four teams who advanced to this game based on their wild card points. You know, interesting to know this Auburn team, they've got some injuries. They've lost Leah Grant and Josh and Lambert, so they're playing a little shorthanded for this game compared to what they'd normally sack with. And they left at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Tommy Grafton told us, assistant coach, stopped in York on a layover, even chartered a bus, but he said they're ready to go and get after things.
Well, it should be a great basketball game. Todd, you mentioned Leah Grant. Leah had successful surgery yesterday, and I don't see her down here. So, Leah, if you're at home listening in, we certainly wish you well, young lady. I know it's got to be just killing you not to be at the ball game, but we're glad you're joining us here for the broadcast, and we hope you enjoy the ball game. We wish you well. All right, we're going to step aside here and take a 60-second timeout, and then we're going to come back and look at the starting lineup for tonight's game right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Auburn Lady Bulldogs basketball on Sunny 101.3.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Falls City. They are seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Falls City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. Randy and Todd Gatula with you. We're getting set for girls C1 district final action, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs and the Sydney Lady Raiders. Those of you tuning in hoping to follow the Sacred Heart Irish, we do have live coverage of the Irish girls game also tonight. They're playing against Lawrence Nelson. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off over at Dylan O'Dell in O'Dell, Nebraska. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one on KTNC at 107.1 FM, 1230 AM. And, of course, both of these games can be heard live, online, worldwide at mscsports.net. All right, let's take a look at the starting lineup for this girls game coming up. First, with a look at the Lady Raiders. Here's Todd.
Yeah, Sydney's 17-6 on this season. They're a senior-dominated team. They'll start four of them. They're led by Carly Sylvester. She's a 6-foot senior, averaging 11.6 points per game. Also a senior, standing 5'7", is Jersey Mesogatis. Mesogatis averaging 2.5 points a game and 45 steals. Aleka Campbell. Aleka's a junior, 5'8", averaging 8.6 points per game. She's our second leading scorer. Their starting lineup's rounded out by Morgan Jaggers, a 5'8" senior, and Brenna Ross, a junior. She stands 5'2". Both of those players, Ross and Jaggers, averaging just over 5.5 points per game.
And if you haven't figured out, On Wisconsin is the school song here for Sydney. You probably also figured out Todd and I are seated right in front of the Sydney band, and fortunately that background is going to go away once the game gets started here. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup for the Lady Bulldogs. They're coached by Coach Grant Cole. They are 17-5 on the season. The last outing they came up short playing Syracuse. They lost in that sub-district final 45-34, but as Todd mentioned, they're here on the wild card. He'll be starting Harmony Frank. Frank is a 5'9 junior. She averages 6.2 points per ballgame. Melanie Billings, a junior at 5'4". She averages 5.5 points per game. Sydney Binder, their fine little point guard, just a freshman at 5'3". She puts in 7.5 points per ballgame. Binder is kind of the spark plug that runs this offensive engine working out there at the point guard. Zoe Baltensperger is also a freshman. Two freshmen in the starting lineup here. She's 5'8", chips in 5 points per ballgame. And Jaylee Darnell rounds out the starting five for Coach Grant Cole. She's a 5'8" junior, averaging 7.5 points per ballgame for the Lady Bulldogs. If you haven't heard, the boys' district pairings have been announced. The word is out kind of on social media, but just to update you, the Auburn Bulldog boys will be playing Monday evening at 6 o'clock, and they'll be going against the Auburn Bulldog boys will be facing Boone Central at Crete High School. That's a 7 o'clock ball game. Auburn and Boone Central, if you wonder who Boone Central is, that's Albion. And so that'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off at Crete High School. I'll have coverage of it 5 here on Sunny 101.3. Also on Monday night, the Sacred Heart boys will play Medicine Valley. That game will be played at Hampton. That starts an hour earlier. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one. That'll be available, again, on KTNC. So two big games coming up again Monday in boys' district final action, and we've got two games on for you tonight. On Tuesday of next week, John Nixon will travel across the river to Missouri, and he'll bring you the Mound City Panthers. I believe it's called a sectional they'll be playing in, and he'll have coverage of that. The Panthers having a fine season again this year at Mound City. We're going to step aside for another two-minute timeout, a two-minute break here, and we'll be back with more basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I'm Andy Armbruster, and I have a lot of great reasons for you to bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep vehicle to Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City for service. Our factory-trained technicians have the tools and experience to protect your investment. And we understand your busy schedule, so for your convenience, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle. So for your next service or repair, bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep to Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Kearney High School. Girls C1 District Final Action, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, the Sydney Lady Raiders. I'm Randy Gatula, tonight alongside Todd Gatula. Todd, I'm impressed with this facility. Kearney High School, this is only their fifth year, I understand, in this building. Nice looking digs they've got here.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been 5 years already since this opened, but not familiar with it. It kind of steps down in a hole. We're seated up above in a concourse that surrounds it. It steps down in a bowl-shaped unit. It's a smaller gym for Class A gyms as they go, but still kind of shiny and new.
I remember the old gymnasium they had at the old Kearney High School. That was one of the toughest places for the Class A schools to come in and play in the whole state, and they certainly built a nice facility here. Very pleased to discover when we get here that the activities director here at Kearney High School, hometown boy down our direction, Don Hogue's little brother, Ryan Hogue. In fact, Ryan, a former employee of mine, he worked for me at the grocery store back in the high school days.
Another local connection, if you can hear in the background right now, the public address announcer is Ford Clark. Ford taught for a handful of years at Johnson County Central, I believe, and he's a faculty member now at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, where he teaches broadcasting, so maybe a familiar voice to some of the southeast Nebraska fans of the Johnson County area.
And the more we travel around the state, it doesn't matter how far you get from home, you still find a local connection somewhere. That and Peru State Bobcat football players, they come out of the woodwork everywhere we go. I was up at Weeping Water a couple of weeks ago. Doug Barlow, a receiver for Peru State, he's on the faculty at Weeping Water. He stopped by at halftime to say hello to us. Just about set to get underway here, the Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Raiders, the Class C1 sub-district. The band's going to get in one last blast here before we tip it up. Stepping into the center circle, Carly Sylvester. Sylvester, a 6-foot senior, will jump it up for Sydney against Harmony Frank. Here's the tip, and it's going to be controlled by the Lady Raiders. Raiders with the basketball on the left wing. Handling is Campbell. Top of the key, comes back up to Jaggers. Jaggers feeds to the left. Mesogatis, baseline left side, tries to drive to the hoop, can't get there. Here's a three on the way, left wing off the iron, doesn't go. Try for tipping, up off, no good. And the rebound brought down by Harmony Frank. Frank with the basketball, gives the outlet pass up to Sydney Binder. Binder across the timeline into forecourt. Takes it to the left side of the three-point arc. To the top of the key, Baltonsberger on the dribble. Picks up her dribble, needs help. Baltonsberger, she'll have to give it off now to Darnell. Darnell beats left side Billings. Billings, they hacked away at her. She gets rid of the basketball. Baltonsberger, man-to-man defense here by the Lady Raiders. Auburn just kind of feeling out that man-to-man and deciding how to run against it. Off the pick, Darnell sets. Ball now comes to Baltonsberger inside the paint, moving toward the hoop. Darnell, no shot there. Back to the top of the key. Jump shot left side Billings. Comes up short. And trying to save it from going out of bounds on the baseline was Darnell. So the Bulldogs had a little trouble with that man-to-man first trip down.
Yeah, had a couple of chances or maybe a backdoor cut where they had somebody open, but both teams filling each other out here early.
Brenda Ross brings the ball down court to the left side in the corner. Sylvester, she's the leading scorer on this team. Sylvester, here's a driving lay-in. Blocked away nicely. Good defense. Try for a follow shot. Put back. Up and good by Morgan Jaggers. Jaggers with the first 2 points of the ball game, and the Lady Raiders go up 2-0. Full court pressure now by Sydney. Bulldogs facing that press, trying to get it down court. Ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds over there by Brenna Ross, and it'll stay with the Lady Bulldogs. Auburn will inbound it in backcourt on the side. 6:28 to play, first period, 2-0. Sydney with the early lead. On the dribble down court comes Sydney Binder. Binder across the division line into forecourt to Billings on the left wing. Billings picks up her dribble. Now she needs help. Comes to the near side. Harmony Frank. Frank into the paint. Driving floater. Up and off. No good. Ball tipped away out of bounds off the fingertips of Baltonsberger. And the basketball will belong to the Lady Raiders.
Good shot for Auburn that time. They worked the ball. Got a little penetration lane. A nice 8-foot jumper. Just couldn't get it to fall.
6:11 to play first quarter. 2-0. If you just joined us, Sydney with the early lead. handling the ball at the top of the circle. Campbell picks it up, puts inside the paint. A floater off the glass, up and good by Messagattis. Messagattis with her first 2 points, and it's 4-0. Sydney with the early lead. Sydney Binder into forecourt with the ball on the dribble. Takes it to the left side, has the ball knocked loose. She picks it up and gets it back. Binder, I'm going to say she stepped on the baseline.
Boy, Sydney really extends that man-to-man defense and forcing Auburn all the way out almost to the center court line before they're getting their offense going. And that's what this Sydney team likes to do. Pressure you, drive to the basket, get layups, and really play an up-tempo game.
Yeah, very aggressive defense here on the part of the Lady Raiders of Sydney. Auburn's going to have to settle down and handle that pressure. Lady Raiders basketball on the right side. They put it to the free throw line. Riddle in the ballgame now. They're already subbing freely here. Here's a driving layup, up and off. No good. Shot put up by Reagan Stanley. We'll have a foul called on the Lady Bulldogs.
That foul on Zoe Baltensperger for the Bulldogs, her first.
And the team first at the free throw line will be Reagan Stanley. Stanley will be shooting two shots here for the Lady Raiders. First shot is up, off the back of the iron, couldn't get it. She'll get another attempt. Reagan Stanley, a 5'2 sophomore, coming in off the bench. They told us to expect to see the Lady Raiders use 10 ball players. They will substitute freely. Stanley's second free throw up, it's short, off, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be off the fingertips of Carly Sylvester, and it'll go over to the Lady Bulldogs. 5:36 to play, first quarter, full court pressure. Auburn trailing 4-0. Binder working one-on-one hard against Reagan Stanley. Stanley comes up, makes contact at midcourt. Binder gets it to Billings on the left wing. Inside the paint, moving to the hoop. Shot off the glass. Partially blocked by Sylvester. She gets the rebound. Long down court pass. Moving to the hoop. Ball dribbled away and stolen by Harmony Frank. Frank did a good job defending. Alicia Campbell got the steal. Now the ball tipped away from Frank. Knocked out of bounds by Reagan Stanley.
Boy, right there is exactly what we expected from Sydney. As soon as they got the rebound, she doesn't even look down the floor, and Sydney's just tossing it as their guards streak down the floor trying to get an easy layup.
She knows they'll be down there. Into the lineup, Katie Ramsey checks in now off the bench for Sydney. Ramsey into the ballgame. Binder on the dribble. Guarded out front here by Reagan Stanley. Binder takes it all the way to the left side of the three-point arc, stands on the wing. Now flips it underneath, baseline left side, shot off the glass, up and good. Put in by Jaylee Darnell. Darnell averages 7.5 points a ballgame. Quickly down court, Sydney at the top of the circle, a little stutter step. Did a little bunny hop there at the top of the key. That's Reese Riddle. Will travel with the basketball, and the Lady Bulldogs get the ball back.
That matchup with Darnell for Auburn inside is going to be interesting to watch. She's a good post player for the Bulldogs. At the same time, Sydney has a couple of good big girls inside on the post.
Well, we got the proverbial fan with the video camera standing in front of us here watching our view of the completely oblivious that he's standing in front of the radio announcers. Bulldogs basketball. Binder to Darnell, top of the key. Pass comes up to Maddox. Maddox again finds Darnell. Now Harmony Frank dribbles to the baseline right side. Maddox with a long three. Got it. Nice looking shot by Addie Maddox for the three-pointer. Maddox dropped that one in with the ball on the right wing. Handling it, Stanley. Stanley picks it up top of the key. 5-4 now. Bulldogs with their first lead of the basketball game. This is Ramsey on the dribble. In the paint. Moving floater. Up off no good. And the rebound to Binder. 5-4. Lady Bulldogs up by one. They have possession of the basketball. Behind the back dribble. Binder goes to the left wing with it. Billings. Top of the key. Back up to Maddox. She hit the three from there a moment ago. Around the horn to the right side. Sydney Binder on the dribble. Again to Darnell. Here's Harmony Frank, floater in the paint, in and out. Rebound fought for. Coming out with the rebound. Ripping it out of there is Turner. Turner on the run. They want to run and gun. She takes it down in a hurry. Up to Ramsey on the right wing. Ramsey works into the corner, feeds Turner. Driving lay-in. Turner off the glass. No. Rebound brought down by Billings. She'll get the basketball off to Binder, and Sydney Binder will bring it up the court. Bulldogs survived that trip down the court without giving up any points. They cling to a one-point lead, 5-4. Lady Bulldogs on top. With the basketball is Harmony Frank. Into the paint, the floater, short off the front of the rim, trying to save it. Great job by Darnell. Darnell flipped the ball back and put it off of Reagan Stanley and saved the possession.
Great hustle that time by Darnell to to save that ball going out of bounds and keep the possession with Auburn.
Five brand-new ball players onto the floor. Sydney has two platoon basketball. They substitute five players at a time and try and run you to death up and down the floor. Here's the inbound pass. It's going to be stolen away with the steal. Messagadis gives it up forward to Jaggers. Jaggers, guarded by Billings, feeds it into the paint. Sylvester gets the ball at the free throw line. Jump shot, Sylvester. Short off the front of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Swanson. Olivia Swanson with the board that time for the Lady Bulldogs. Auburn using some subs, too. Sydney Binder working hard down court against Jaggers. Jaggers reaches around on her. A lot of contact into the corner. Swanson for three. Off the back of the iron, no. Rebound, Lady Raiders. 2:34 to play, first quarter, 5-4, Auburn on top. Here's Sylvester for three, right wing, off the glass, no, rebound Darnell. She's double-teamed, gets rid of the ball, outlet pass goes to Binder. Binder down court, Bulldogs, this is their fourth trip down the floor where they've come up empty. Let's see what they do on trip number five. Billings behind the back dribble, picks up her dribble and needs help now. Bounce pass, Darnell in the paint. Back to Binder. Binder dribbles to the baseline, has the ball knocked away from her out of bounds. It'll be a foul called on Sydney.
Auburn's offense being really patient, good ball movement, moving the ball, reversing it, waiting to get those shots. So 5-4 here, Auburn early with 2 minutes left in the first quarter.
They put the foul on here. I'm trying to figure out how to read that thing. Waiting for the inbound pass. They lob it to Darnell. It's too long. Pass stolen away. Breakaway for the layup on the other end. Oh, a nice job blocking by Olivia Swanson. Olivia Swanson just blocked Alicia Campbell in the next week on that one. Got a full hand of basketball, swatted it out.
That last foul on Sydney was on Morgan Jaggers, her first, team's first.
All right. Ball belongs to the Lady Raiders. They'll trigger it in baseline left side into their own basket. Into the corner, moving toward the hoop, trying for the layup. Off, no good. Battle for her own rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. Apparently touched last by Darnell. Putting the shot up there was Alicia Campbell. Down under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 1:53 on the scoreboard. 5-4. Auburn up by one, leading the Sydney Raiders. Here's a pass in the paint. Shot is up and off. No good. And the rebound down to Swanson. Olivia Swanson comes up with the basketball. Swanson, 5'6", sophomore, making her presence felt here in her minutes since she's been on the floor. Sydney Binder, bounce pass left side. Darnell goes over to Billings. Billings. Top of the key, Maddox. Her pass is stolen away by Sylvester. Sylvester, wide pass down court. She gets the ball down to Ross. Ross in trouble. And a whistle will have a foul called. I believe it's going to go on Maddox.
Maddox first foul, second team foul on Auburn.
1:25 to play here now in the first quarter. Auburn still up by one, 5-4.
Sydney really struggling from the floor right now, having trouble getting that ball to drop. They've got some nice shots inside.
Here's Sylvester in the paint. Turnaround shot off the glass, up and good. Carly Sylvester with her first 2 points of the ball game, and it's a 6-5 ball game. I just realized they take the score off the board when I want to look up to tell you what the score is. Not good. At the top of the key, handling the ball for the Lady Bulldogs is Addie Maddox. Maddox gives off to Kirkpatrick. Inside the paint, right side baseline, Swanson. Swanson bobs it inside, turnaround shot, trying to go up with a shot on the baseline with Baltensberger. And the freshman will be fouled. We'll put Zoe Baltensberger at the line. She'll be shooting two shots here for the Lady Bulldogs.
First foul on Carly Sylvester. Second team foul on Sydney.
Free throw is on the way. It's good. First one is down for the freshman, Zoe Baltensberger. She's a 78% free throw shooter. The freshman is the best free throw shooter on this Auburn team, shooting 78%. She can give the Lady Dogs a lead once again. We're tied at six with 58 seconds to play in the first quarter. Shot is up and good. She got them both. That's what you would expect from a 78% free throw shooter. Lady Bulldogs back up by one. Here come the Raiders for Sydney down court. On the left side with the ball is Ramsey. Ramsey gives it to the right wing, Stanley. Driving layup, Stanley doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. That's probably going to be on Kirkpatrick. He was the one in the area.
First foul on Kirkpatrick, third team foul on Auburn.
So at the free throw line is going to be Reagan Stanley, a 5'2 sophomore. She's 0-2 from the line so far tonight. Got that one to roll. Now has hit one out of three, has a single point. We're tied at seven with 46 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Kearney High School. Reagan Stanley ready to put up the second free throw for the Lady Raiders. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Lady Bulldogs. Pulling that one down is Baltonsberger. Outlet pass goes to Binder. Behind the back dribble by Binder, guarded by Reagan Stanley. Stanley chases her all the way down the court. Boy, they're making Binder work hard to get that ball up the floor. There's a reach-in ball tipped out of bounds, knocked away by Alicia Campbell. They're letting them reach in on Binder to slap the ball away, and no whistle there. Olivia Swanson will trigger in the pass with 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Inbound on the side and forecourt. Swanson bobs it into Darnell. She just holds it on the right wing. Now Darnell gives up to Binder. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. We're tied at seven. Auburn will probably play for one here. All tied up. All tied up was Kirkpatrick driving lay-in off the glass. Won't go. The bunny wouldn't drop. Rebound. Darnell. Follow shot. Sylvester with the block. Sylvester has the rebound. 9 seconds. Down court. Long down court pass. The ball is going to get away out of bounds. It'll be Auburn's basketball. They had Alicia Campbell under the basket. She couldn't handle it.
Yeah, Sydney again getting that rebound, throwing that long down court pass, trying to get that cheap layup.
5.8 seconds to go. Binder, I'm not sure she's aware of the clock. 5.8. Binder, they won't get a shot up. She was not aware time was running out. After one quarter, we're tied at seven.
We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Kearney High School, all tied up at seven after one quarter. The basketball will belong to the Lady Bulldogs as we move into second quarter action. Randy Gatula along with Todd Gatula. And Todd, the decibel level in this gymnasium is as high as anything I've heard this season. It is deafening in here. With the ball is Binder, Sydney Binder. Reverses, goes to the left-hand dribble to the top of the key, finds Daly Darnell. Darnell finds Billings with the pass. Inside the paint, Darnell moves to the hoop, kicks it out to Harmony Frank. Frank can't penetrate, trying to get against this man-to-man defense. Sydney with a very aggressive man-to-man. Here's Binder with a floater in the paint. Rebound, follow shot, Darnell up and good. Jaylee Darnell has 4 points in the ballgame, 9-7. Bulldogs up by two once again. Lady Raiders in the forecourt, trying to drive on the right side of the bucket. Here's a three from the right side, up and bingo. Reagan Stanley nails a three from the right wing. The ladies right in front of me went absolutely bonkers on that one, Todd. Binder down court. 10-9 now. Sydney up by one. Auburn's lead there of 9-7 was short-lived with that three by Stanley. Handling the ball, Harmony Frank. Frank tries to lob it inside the Baltonberger. Ball tipped away and stolen. Down court the other direction. Come the Lady Raiders on the right side. That's Reese Riddle with the ball. Out of the top of the key. Moving to the left wing is Ramsey. They feed it into the corner. Under the basket. Oh, she didn't see it coming. Now here's a floater off the glass. Doesn't go. Rebound follow shot won't go. Tipped around. Sydney. Oh, there's a ball tipped away and a whistle. It'll stay with Auburn. Sydney has had some bunnies under there that they can't hit.
Yeah, they've had quite a few opportunities inside for some gimmies and just can't get the ball to fall. But credit Auburn on defense. They're making it tough on them. It's been a little bit of a physical game, and they're taking advantage of that.
They could easily have another 10 points underneath the basket there. They've missed a bunch of them. This is Binder with the basketball across to Darnell to the left side. Billings. Billings, top of the key, Baltzberger inside Darnell. She moves against Sylvester. Shot is up. Sylvester blocks it. Darnell got her own rebound. Follow shot, whistle, and a foul. And we're going to have Jaylee Darnell at the free throw line. Darnell, a 48% free throw shooter on the season. She'll be shooting two shots here.
Foul on Gabrielle Fortner for Sydney. Third team foul for the Raiders.
And that's Fortner's first personal. At the line, Darnell, shot is on the way, it's up, and it's good. Jaylee Darnell, this is the first one. She has 5 points in the ballgame, and we're tied again at 10 with 6:19 to play here in the first half.
Darnell really doing a good job on the offensive board. That's her, I think, second, third, maybe even fourth offensive rebound tonight.
Carly Sylvester that she's going against is a six-footer underneath there. Darnell, second free throw on the way. It's up, and this one rims off the back of the rim and won't go. We're tied at 10. Ball saved from going out of bounds. Frank feeds it inside Baltzberger. Bounce back pass to Harmony Frank. Across court, Darnell at the free throw line. Top of the key, Billings around the horn. Driving into the corner, Frank. Now Baltzberger tries to move in. Frank back up top again. Darnell guarded by Sylvester in the man-to-man. And it comes back out to Binder. The Lady Bulldogs will reset the offense. Darnell on the left wing. Hands to Melanie Billings. Gets a pick set by Darnell. Oh, the pick and roll. Darnell was there for a minute, Todd, in the paint. Sylvester didn't get up on her. There's a pass to Baltzberger. Shot up and good. Give the assist to Jaylee Darnell. She found the freshman Zoe Baltzberger on the baseline. And the Lady Bulldogs go back up by 2, 12-10. Auburn hanging with a very fine Sydney Raiders ball team. There's a driving layup off the right side by Morgan Jaggers. Jaggers with 4 points. We're tied up once again at 12 apiece. 5:27 to play here in the second period. Darnell guarded by Sylvester in the paint. Kicks it down to Billings in the corner, baseline left side. Melanie Billings on the dribble. Comes to the near side with a pass to Baltzberger. Now Harmony Frank holds the ball high above her head. Lobs into Baltzberger. Ball stolen away. Lady Raiders back the other direction. On the fast break goes Brenna Ross. Ross across court, Jaggers to the left wing, baseline. Oh, good job by Harmony Frank. Here's a three from the left elbow. Up and good by Morgan Jaggers. Jaggers hits the three. Timeout taken on the floor. 4:57 to play in the second quarter. 15-3, Lady Raiders up.
We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
February is American Heart Month, and what better time to give yourself some love and attention? So while it's cold outside, come into the warmth at Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City, Nebraska for a wellness check. Our providers will personally help you achieve a healthier you through knowing your numbers and adopting healthy lifestyle habits. Make self-care and wellness a priority and call 402-245-4475 for an appointment this month. We're here for you at Family Medicine Clinic, Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
During the timeout, we're entertained here by the state champion Auburn cheerleaders. Fourth consecutive state championship for the Auburn ladies here, the cheer team. And I had three of those young ladies came up this week for a little halftime interview, and great to talk with them. They don't mind talking about those four state championships, and our congratulations to them on the success they've had.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Auburn high school sports and activities, a cheer team with four state titles, boys basketball with back-to-back championships going for their third straight. This girls team having a great season with a chance to get there. So
Auburn,
it's a good year to be a Bulldogs fan.
Auburn boys 22-0 on the year. They have won 57 straight games dating back to 2 years ago. Back to live action here. Lady Bulldogs basketball. Melanie Billings brings it up court. Works hard against Messagattis. Billings now gives it up to Baltzberger. Baltzberger hands up to Harmony Frank. Frank on the right wing. Oh, had the ball get away from her on the floor. Needs help. Got it off to Billings. Good hassle, good hustle there by Harmony Frank to recover that basketball. Inside the paint. Darnell kicks it open. Look for Binder for three. No, over the top. Rebound. Follow shot. Baltzberger can't get it. Sylvester blocks it out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Lady Bulldogs.
Auburn's starting to get the ball down low a little bit, and that's going to open things up for their outside shooters, Binder and some others. And Binder's yet to score. I think that's her first shot for Auburn's leading score.
15-12, Lady Raiders up by three. 4:18 to play in the first half here at Kearney High School. Binder with the basketball finds Darnell around the horn into the corner left side of the basket. Harmony Frank, a little pick and roll. inside. They tried to put it to Darnell. Sylvester was there with her. Ball comes up loose. Fast break. They're going to run with it at the other end. Three defenders back there. Wait a minute. We're going to have a foul called on the floor before the shot was put up.
I believe they called that a Bartensberger.
Now it's going to go on Darnell. Kaylee Darnell, they call. That's
okay.
What it's set up there. It'll be her first and team foul number four. Baltenberger, Darnell, and the third Lady Bulldog were all free there. That's what they put up. They showed it as 42 anyway. Here's the inbound pass, baseline right side. Sylvester up, couldn't get it. Whistle and a foul, and now we'll put Carly Sylvester to the line. She's a 70% free throw shooter, and she'll be shooting two shots.
That foul on Jaylee Darnell.
That'll be her second then, right?
Her second, fifth on Auburn, team foul.
Sylvester, free throw up and good. Carly Sylvester now with 3 points, and it's 16-12, biggest lead of the ball game for the Lady Raiders. Second free throw on the way, up, and it is off, no good. Ball tipped around, rebound Lady Raiders. Back to Sylvester at the top of the key. She spin move in the paint. Lay-in up, off, no good. Rebound, Swanson. Olivia Swanson doing a good job getting up and getting after that basketball on the defensive rebound. Outlet pass down to Billings. Billings guarded by Messagattis. Billings, 5 second call.
Yeah, Auburn trying to get that offense set up and the play to develop. At the same time, a lot of pressure up high by that Sydney defense. The Billings just didn't get it away quite enough time.
3:37 to play here in the first half at Kearney High School. 16-12, the Sydney Lady Raiders leading the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn, and the Lady Raiders have the basketball. On the dribble comes Jaggers to the left wing. Jaggers to Weezer, who's in the ballgame now for the first time. Baseline right side. Binder there defending. Shot is up, off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, won't go. Bulldogs with some good defense under the basket there, Todd. Did a good job batting that one away. Binder down court. This is as hard as Binder's had to work all season. They really put the pressure on her. Ball tipped away, going to be stolen. Reagan Stanley, Binder there with her. Binder wisely put a stop to that before she could shoot the ball. Reagan Stanley probably had a short 2 points on the lay-in, and Binder wasn't going to allow it.
Yeah, probably a good foul for Binder that time, her first Auburn 16 foul in the half.
At the free throw line will be Reagan Stanley. She is 1 out of 3 from the line so far tonight, has 4 points. This one is up and good. Stanley's now hit 2 out of 4 from the line, 5 points for the night. 17-12, a 5-point lead now for the Lady Raiders. 3:05 to play in the first half. Back onto the floor comes Brenna Rose. Boy, these Lady Raiders, they substitute freely. A lot of players in and out of the ballgame. Reagan Stanley's second free throw is up. It's good. Stanley got them both. I have an ear-piercing scream about 2 feet from here every time a free throw is made. 18-12. I get too old for that. 6-point lead here now for the Lady Raiders. Bulldogs basketball in the paint. Darnell bounce pass to the corner. Here's a three on the way off the backboard for Swanson. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Stanley. Feeds it to the left side. Rose, she can't get to the basket. Rose puts a shot up over Maddox. Not there. And the rebound down to Darnell. Darnell gives it up to Binder. And again, Binder being harassed by Reagan Stanley as she brings the basketball up the court. 18-12. Lady Raiders of Sydney with a 6-point lead. In the paint. Falling to the floor. Maddox. Binder for three. Left wing off the back of the iron. Rebound. Going to be picked up off the floor by Reagan Stanley. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to play. First half, a 6-point lead for the Lady Raiders, 18-12. Sydney on top. Between the rings, top of the circle, on the dribble is Katie Ramsey. Into the corner, here's a three on the way. In and out off the rim, rebound Darnell. Darnell took that one away from Sylvester. Gets the outlet pass to Binder. She'll come down in a hurry this time. Sydney Binder gets a little pick set by Darnell. Binder with a 10-foot jumper that doesn't go. Saved from going out of bounds by Darnell. Tipped in and hit the back of the backboard, and that'll be out of bounds. The ball will go over to Sydney.
Boy, Auburn hasn't had a bucket in a while. They've gone a few minutes here without a good look or a bucket.
I think they led it 12-10, and they've given up 8 straight points here and haven't scored. Down to a minute 38 to play in the first half. Bulldogs need a stop here, trailing by six. Low-scoring contest so far. With the ball is Jaggers. Into the corner right side, Ross handles it. Back up Jaggers. Now Messagattis. Messagattis feeds into traffic. Little stutter step, and traveling will be called. And Messagattis, it'll give the ball back over to the Lady Bulldogs with a minute 20 to go. Pretty important that Auburn gets some points this trip down. You mentioned the scoring drought here. On the dribble down court comes Billings with the ball. Guarding her in the man-to-man defense is Katie Ramsey. To the right side it goes. That's Kirkpatrick handling the ball. All the way to the driving layup. Maddox got it, and she's fouled. Nice move by Addie Maddox. Todd, that's another freshman out there on the floor. Addie Maddox, a lot of young ball players.
Yeah, nice move that time to get to the rim and get the and one opportunity.
Addie with 5 points now for the Lady Bulldogs. Takes aim for the and one. The free throw is on the way. It's up, and it's good. And that makes the lead back down to just three at 18-15. 59 seconds to go. Inside of 1 minute to play here in the first half. There's a long three. No. Rebound Darnell. She's double-teamed under the basket. Gets it out to Binder. Auburn, a three would tie it here. 45 seconds to play in the first half. Binder against it across the timeline. Her pass goes to the left side. All the way in goes Billings. Up for a shot. Blocking foul. Billings will be at the line. The foul's going to be on Brenna Ross, Todd.
Yeah, came up and tried to take a charge there, but didn't get there quite time enough, and a nice move by Billings to get to the basket.
Ross's first personal team foul, number four on the Lady Raiders. At the free throw line, Melody Billings. She's not scored yet tonight. First shot is up and good. Oh, she got the friendly roll. The ball hit the front of the rim, hit the back of the rim, sat there a minute, hit the front of the rim, and then finally decided to go down the rabbit hole. Melody Billings will have a second free throw coming here. She can pull her team to within one with 39 seconds to play in the first half. Billings, second free throw is up. It's good. She got them both. The 5'4 junior hit a pair there. And on the season, she's only a 29% free throw shooter. 100% tonight when it matters. At the top of the circle for the Lady Raiders with the basketball is Katie Ramsey. Into Sylvester. Sylvester around Darnell. Couldn't get it. Ball pulled down by Billings. Safe from going out of bounds. Great job under there by Melody Billings getting the defensive board and flipping the ball back to Binder.
Coach Cole saying we're going to play for one here with 13 seconds left, down one.
18-17. Lady Dogs down by one. Billings on the dribble at the top of the key. Take it. 5 seconds. Darnell right side. Patrick with a shot from the right side, no good. And at the half, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs are trailing the Sydney Lady Raiders 18-17.
We'll take a two-minute break and be right back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services Halftime Report. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
In today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality, family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the family dental office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
All right, at the half, the Lady Bulldogs trailing the Sydney Lady Raiders. Our halftime score, Sydney 18 and Auburn 17. Breaking down the numbers, first of all, for the Lady Raiders, they're led at halftime by Morgan Jaggers. Jaggers with 7 points at the half. Reagan Stanley adding 6 points. 3 for Carly Sylvester. And Jersey Messagatis added 2 for their total of 18. From the charity stripe, the Lady Raiders went 4 out of 7 at the free throw line. Scoring for the Lady Bulldogs, Addie Maddox leads the way. She has 6 at halftime coming off the bench. Jaylee Darnell with 5. 4 points for Zoe Baltensberger. And Melanie Buildings has 2 on a pair of free throws for Auburn's total of 17. From the free throw line, the Lady Bulldogs hit 6 out of 7 from the charity stripe in the first half of the ballgame. And at the half, 18-17, the Sydney Lady Raiders on top. This has been your halftime scoring wrap, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or visit with Weston Witt in Fall City. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute break, check in with your local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of important commercial information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. Live from Kearney High School, you're listening to Auburn Lady Bulldogs basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Holistic remedies leave many with questions. Thanks to advances in their use, we're learning more about their benefits. Herbs and spices like ginger and turmeric, which have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, can boost your health and help prevent chronic disease. You have options to reclaim your health the natural way. Small changes can make a big difference for you and your family's health. Always check with your physician before taking anything new. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jake Posizinski with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies for the evening hours with temperatures in the upper 40s. We'll have clear conditions throughout the overnight period tonight, with lows falling into the upper 20s. Sunshine throughout the day on Saturday to begin the weekend, with high temperatures climbing into the upper 50s, but we'll have some breezy conditions as well, as south winds blow 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30. Skies will turn mostly cloudy for your Saturday night, with scattered rain showers possible during the overnight period and lows falling to around 29 degrees. Those southwest winds will die down during the overnight period, gusting as high as 20. Mostly sunny throughout the day on Sunday with a high temperature of 46 degrees, with winds picking up once again out of the northwest, blowing 10 to 15 with gusts as high as 25 expected. Clear for your Sunday night and a low in the mid-20s. More sunshine on Monday with a high of 52 degrees. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jake Pozesinski on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Spring is about to open your growing season, but it's also closing your crop insurance window. This is Michaela Schoyance. Contact your local FBS insurance agency, your rain and hail independent agent, now to review your policy. Make sure you have a comprehensive risk management program that covers your entire farming operation. Get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. It's halftime. The Sydney Lady Raiders leading the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn 18-17, our halftime score. Getting underway right about now across town over at Kearney Catholic High School, the Sterling Lady Jets are playing against Juanita Palisade in a D2 district final. Certainly want to wish the Lady Jets the best of luck as they're also playing tonight here in Kearney. Also getting underway in about 15 minutes, John Nixon will be on the air on KTNC. He'll have the Sacred Heart Irish Girls featuring Lawrence Nelson. That's live from Diller O'Dell on KTNC, 107.1 FM, 1230 AM, and of course online worldwide at msesports.net. My name is Randy Gatula, sitting alongside my son Todd Gatula this evening. And Todd, always fun to make it out to Kearney. We had a football game this year, now a basketball game.
Yeah, it's about time you guys get out here.
Yeah, both Auburn, huh? All right, the ball will belong to the Lady Raiders as we move into third quarter action. Lady Raiders up by one. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Bulldogs. Sylvester moves to the hoop. Turnaround shot up off the glass and good.
As Carly Sylvester was calling for it. She had that Auburn defense pinned on the block. It was calling for that ball, and they got it through and an easy finish.
A little left-handed flip off the glass and put it down. Makes it 20-17. The lead is three now for Sydney. Billings needs help on the right wing. Darnell comes over to get the ball at the top of the key. Now Harmony Frank at the free throw line. Tried to put a pass across court looking for Binder. Ball deflected away. Knocked out of bounds on the far side by Morgan Jaggers. And it'll stay with the Lady Bulldogs. Billings will inbound it on the right side. They're waiting for the young lady to tie her shoe here. Now we're ready to get underway. Billings on the inbounds. Lives up to Darnell at the top of the key. Underneath the basket. Holmesberger off the glass. Oh, couldn't get it. She had a nice look under there. Ross with the rebound. Fast break the other direction. Run and gun. Shot is up off. No good. They missed the layup. Rebound comes down to Billings. Outlet pass Binder. Binder down court. Guarded by Jaggers all the way across the timeline. Binder to the left wing. Gives it up to Darnell. Ooh, she might have taken a hop step there and got away with one. Darnell feeds it into Baltonsberger. Out into the corner. Billings for three. Got it. Melanie Billings hit the three. Grandma Annie Thomas is smiling back in Auburn as Billings nails the three from the corner That ties the score back up at 20 apiece with 6:58 to go here in the third quarter. Here's Sylvester for three, off no good. Rebound to Darnell. Darnell, outlet pass, Binder. Binder down court with the ball. Binder gets it to into fourth court to set the offense. Pressuring man-to-man defense by Sydney in traffic. Waltzberger shot is up, couldn't get it, but the rebound to Binder. Binder is down in the corner in the left side baseline, brings it all the way back out between the rings to the top of the circle. Inside Darnell against Sylvester. Comes up to Binder. Binder, the floater in the paint. Rebound. Waltzberger, follow shot. Oh, it wouldn't go. Sylvester got the rebound. Boy, Auburn had some opportunities there, Todd. Fast break the other way at the free throw line is Ross. Inside Sylvester. Sylvester moves against Billings, kicks into the corner. Little lay-in up and off, no good. Boy, the Lady Bulldogs have got a couple of breaks there. Shots you'd normally expect to fall did not go. Alicia Campbell put that one up. She drew the foul, so Campbell's going to be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots, all tied up at 20 apiece here, 6:08 to play, third quarter. Campbell's free throw short off the front of the rim. She's a 61% free throw shooter on the season, averages 8.6 points per ball game, and Alicia has not scored yet tonight. Second free throw is up. This one is off also. It's short, and the rebound brought down by Darnell. Darnell gives it to Billings, and she'll bring it up court this time. Billings picked up in the man-to-man defense at midcourt. Stops between the rings, top of the circle to Harmony Frank. Inside, Darnell over Sylvester. Oh, Sylvester might have got away with one. A block shot by Sylvester. Fast break, other direction. Under the basket, traveling is going to be called on Alicia Campbell.
Great job by Sydney Binder getting back on defense for Auburn. As Sydney really gets that ball up the floor quick. But Auburn's done a nice job of not giving up a bunch of easy layups, which is what Sydney
Binder really had some wheels there to get back down court in time. All tied at 20. It's been a close one all the way. 5:41 to go. Oh, my. Auburn fans are going to be livid. Offensive foul called on Harmony Frank. Frank made a spin move on the right side as the defender was hacking away at the ball. The defender fell to the floor when Frank spun away from her, and Harmony Frank got tagged for the player control foul. Coach Grant Cole is saying, oh, my goodness, Mr. Official.
I think that's when they're anticipating what's going to happen. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
It was too
late. Yeah, it didn't happen what they thought was going to. All right, Lady Raiders with the ball. We're tied at 20 apiece, 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Right side is Rose. Long three is up, in and out of there. Rebound stolen away somehow. Binder come out of there with the ball, and now we're going to have a reach-in foul called on the Raiders. Probably on Sylvester, I think, Todd.
Yeah, Carly Sylvester with her second foul of the game. First team foul of the half for Sydney.
Auburn will have the basketball to inbound it underneath the Sydney basket. They're going to have to hurry. The count is on. Billing gets it in to Harmony Frank. Frank finds Binder with the pass so she can bring the ball up court against Jaggers. Binder's going to be tired tonight. Boy, she's worked hard to get the ball up court. They just harass her every step of the way from under the basket. She gets it over to Billings on the left wing. Now Darnell against Sylvester. Around it goes into the corner to Binder. She can't get that open look. Darnell, bounce pass in. Shot is up and good. Waltzberger. Great pass by Darnell to find Zoe Waltzberger. Baltenberger with 6 points, and the Lady Bulldogs back on top, 22-20. This is a dandy, Todd. Good basketball game. Sylvester on the right wing to Ross. Ross comes top. Here's a three on the way. Off the rim, no. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Morgan Jaggers. Jaggers has 9 points. Timeout taken by Sydney. 4:39 to play here in the quarter. Take a 30-second timeout. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to TiffanyCare.com to see how we can help you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy and Todd Gattulo back with you at Kearney High School. We're all tied up at 22 apiece. 4:39 to play, third quarter. Lady Bulldogs will have the basketball. Billings gets it inbound to Binder. You always feel a little better once Binder's got the ball in her hand because she's able to work that thing up court. Working hard, going one-on-one against Reagan Stanley this trip. Thing is, they're putting three different girls on Sydney Binder to cover her to make her work hard every trip. Now Billings with the ball. She hit the three just a moment ago at the top of the key to the left side, almost tipped away from Maddox. Addie picks up the loose basketball. Now somebody's got to come help her. She's got to get rid of the ball. It's tipped away. Ball is loose on the floor. Binder's got it. Gets it back to Maddox. Into the corner. Darnell. Somehow Auburn maintained possession of the ball through that little deal.
A wild scramble there, but Auburn came out with that after a bunch of bodies on the floor hustling.
I'll tell you, this man-to-man defense is a pressuring man-to-man by the Lady Raiders. On the left side, here's a long three off by Maddox. It's going to go out of bounds, and the ball will be turned over to the Raiders. Down to 3:47 to play in the third quarter here at Kearney High School. And Olivia Swanson checks back in for the Lady Bulldogs, replacing Addie Maddox. Boy, Todd, it's amazing the number of young girls, freshmen and sophomores, that are playing here. Three freshmen have played extensively tonight for Auburn. In the paint, free throw line, jump shot is up, off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Binder. I wonder what the field goal percentage is tonight for the Lady Raiders. Got to be horrendous. And they've missed some bunnies, too. All tied at 22. Binder down court, getting pressure. Binder gives it off to Billings on the right wing. Binder walks off. She looks winded when she gets rid of that basketball. Now here's Swanson working to the baseline left side. They reach in to try and slap the ball away from Swanson. Swanson clears it up top to Baltensperger. Now Darnell, again off to Binder on the right side. Man-to-man defense, pressure being applied. Lob pass underneath Baltensperger. Shot is up. Oh, couldn't get it to go. So close to getting that thing down. We're still tied at 22 apiece. Here come the Lady Raiders. That's Katie Ramsey with the ball. She carried the basketball, turns it over.
Important to note that Sydney's 6-foot post player, Carly Sylvester, their leading score rebounder. She's on the bench right now, getting a breather with a couple of fouls. And this is an opportunity for Auburn to maybe work it inside and get a couple of good looks.
Yeah, good opportunity with Sylvester sitting out. Good observation there. Binder still in backcourt, having to work hard to beat the 10-second clock, and she does. Into forecourt. Finds the pass off to Billings. They reach up. You hold the ball for a minute, they'll slap at it every time here. I'm impressed with this man-to-man defense the Lady Raiders run. They're really making Auburn work for everything they're able to get here. There's a ball tipped away loose. Grabbed back up by Baltensperger. Driving layup right side. Oh, no whistle. My goodness. Olivia Swanson got hammered as she went for the lay-in. Other direction. Fast break lay-in. Up, off, no good. Rebound, Baltensperger. Baltensperger double-teamed under the basket. Has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Auburn. They're letting them play, Todd.
They got a class officiating crew here out of Kearney. They're used to calling.
Yeah.
To be quite honest, class A games out here. It's a little more physical play.
They're letting them play basketball. Nine times out of ten back home, that would have been a foul on the other end a minute ago. Again, we talk about Sydney Binder as she works the ball up the court with a pass into forecourt. Goes to Darnell, left side of the free throw lane. Has Sylvester all over her there. Gives it up to Billings, top of the key, Baltensperger, around right side. That's Swanson with the ball. Olivia Swanson again comes to Darnell. Lob pass in Baltensperger, but it's tipped away and stolen on the baseline with the steal. Katie Ramsey, down court pass in a hurry. Left side, top of the circle, long three, off the rim. Rebound comes down to the Lady Raiders. Flip pass, Sylvester. Shot is up, Sylvester doesn't get it. Whistle and a foul, I think, is going to go on Baltensperger.
Yeah, Baltensperger, second of the game, third team foul on Auburn this half.
At the free throw line is Carly Sylvester, a 70% free throw shooter, averaging 11.6 points per game. She only has 5 points tonight. She's made 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Got that one, so now she's 2 out of 3 from the line. And that gives the Lady Raiders the lead once again at 23-22. Harmony Frank back into the ballgame. Frank checks back in. Let's see who else came back onto the floor. I think Jameson Kirkpatrick into the game now for Auburn. Second free throw for Sylvester. Up is good. She got them both. Sylvester now with 7 points. And the lead goes back to the Lady Raiders of Sydney, 24-22. Sydney Binder down court. They reach. Boy, they're letting them get away with that. Slapping at the ball at the free throw line, top of the key. Darnell goes to Binder. Binder couldn't get into the paint. Now Harmony Frank drives in for the floater. No one go. And a ball comes down to the Lady Raiders. Rebound, Lady Raiders. Fast break the other direction. Morgan Jaggers. A couple of players ran into each other across the way. Two Sydney players on the floor. Jaggers in traffic. Kicks it out into the corner. A three. Left side up and good. Brenda Ross. Ross with her first points of the night. She's averaging 6 points a game. She got three right there. 27-22. Auburn has to be careful here now. Down by five. Less than a minute to play. You don't want to go into that fourth period down by any more than five. Maybe the Lady Dawgs play for one. Here's Binder with the floater. She's going to get fouled. And we're going to put Sydney Binder to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Sydney Binder is a 71% free throw shooter. Sydney has not scored yet, so this will be the first opportunity for the 5'3 freshman to get into the scorebook here in the district final. The first of two free throws is up. It's good. Binder got that one. That pulls the Lady Bulldogs back to within four at 27-23. Have another shot coming here. Sydney Binder looks to the basket. Shot is up. This one is good. Also got them both. Big free throws there for Auburn to pull them back into within three now. 36 seconds left to play. Binder's going to take a well-deserved break here and get a little breather. Back into the ball game is Jamison Kirkpatrick for the Lady Bulldogs. All right, now to play for one. Sylvester with the ball for the Lady Raiders. 25 seconds, lob pass under the basket. Shot is up and good. That one put down by Alicia Campbell, her first basket. And the lead is back to five. Clock is down to 14 seconds. Auburn's basketball. Across to Harmony Frank. Frank moves to the hoop. Laying up. Oh, couldn't get it. Sylvester with the rebound. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Sylvester. Down court pass. Try for the lay-in. Up and good. Big ball there. Big shot by Alicia Campbell. And that'll be the end of the quarter. 31-24. Sydney up by seven.
We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
With mobile banking, I've got all my finances right at my fingertips. I can pay bills, transfer funds, and even check balances, all from my smartphone or tablet. And since I have my bank bookmarked right on the web, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Paul City, and Stella.
You never stop pushing to do more, and new R2 Series excavators from Bobcat don't stop either, from outstanding performance to the incredible versatility. New R2 Series excavators are designed to push your productivity to the next level. They're loaded with enhanced features for added precision to work more efficiently and comfort features to make tough jobs easier. Stop into MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City to see the next revolution from Bobcat.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Sydney Binder made a couple of free throws and pulled the Lady Bulldogs back to within 2 points with under a minute to play. But then two quick baskets on fast breaks by Alicia Campbell. She made two lay-ins and added 4 points to that three-point margin. And suddenly, after three quarters, Sydney with their biggest lead of the ballgame up by seven, 31-24. So now it's going to be an uphill climb here for the Lady Bulldogs with 8 minutes left to play in this C1 district final. Lady Bulldogs will have the first possession. The inbound pass comes into Billings. Melody Billings dribbles away from her defender and comes to the top of the key to Darnell. Jaylee Darnell holds the ball between the rings. Back to Billings on the left wing. Darnell to the right side. Harmony Frank. Lady Dawgs need to crack this defense and get some points on the board. Here's Binder with it. They can't afford to run a whole minute of clock here on each possession. Not down by seven. Binder knocked to the floor. The ball is going to be picked up and stolen. Lady Raiders basketball as Binder is knocked down. 31-24. Free throw line. Jump shot up and good by Brenna Ross. Ross with the jump shot got it down. And now Sydney starting to pull away here. Lady Raiders up by nine. Their biggest lead yet. 33-27. 7:07 to go in the ballgame. Auburn desperately needs points this trip down. They can't afford to come away empty-handed now, down by nine. Boy, they just bugged Binder. There she had the ball in the paint, Darnell. Here's a three on the way. Billings off the backboard, doesn't go. Frank knocks it away. Loose basketball, long down court pass. Good job again getting back on defense by Binder as she prevented Alicia Campbell from getting another lay-in there.
Binder. Foul's going to be on Binder. That's going to be her third foul of the game. Fourth team foul for Auburn of the half.
All right. Lady Raiders basketball. They triggered in baseline left side under their own backcourt. To the top of the key comes up to Reese Riddle. Riddle bounce pass into the corner. Inside the paint, trying to penetrate. They flip it to the left wing. Driving floater. Oh, taken away. Harmony Frank just reached up and grabbed the basketball right out of Reagan Stanley's hands as she was trying to shoot it. And did so with authority, I might add. The other direction, Binder down court. To Billings, top of the key. Baltensberger, right side. Harmony Frank with the ball. 33-24 in the paint. Baltensberger off the glass up. Oh, it rimmed around. 360 degrees all the way around the rim and would not go in the hole. They just can't get him to fall. 9-point lead for Sydney. Driving on the baseline, a floater off the glass up, no. Strong rebound. Baltensberger comes down with a basketball. Another freshman. I'm impressed with these freshmen. Speaking of freshmen, here comes Sydney Binder down court. Darnell with the ball. Boy, we're down to 5:43. Auburn needs points. Here we go. Darnell moves to the hoop. Shot is blocked. Jump ball is called. Darnell tried to go up with a shot. One of the defenders got a hand on the basketball. A good block there by Alicia Campbell.
Boy, Darnell had a nice look there and hesitated just enough to let that defender get in position to get a hand
just
on it.
Just a half a second quicker, she'd have had an uncontested lay-in there. Clock is down to 5:38 to play in the ball game here in this Class C1 district. 33-24 our score.
We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy and Todd Gatula back with you at Kearney High School here in Kearney, Nebraska. With 5:38 to play in the fourth quarter of the C Girls District Final. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs are now trailing 33-24, Auburn down by 9, their biggest deficit of the ball game. The Lady Dogs have battled tough here against a very fine Sydney Lady Raiders team. You can tell that this Sydney team has played against a lot of Class B schools. It's a little different level of activity, let's say, out on the floor.
Yeah, they also match up well with Auburn. They got good post players to kind of offset Darnell a little bit. And guards here are quick enough to guard Binder, which doesn't happen against most teams.
All right, in the right side, down in the corner with the ball. That's Weezer. We've got some new players out there now. Beesucker on the floor and Weezer out there. Weezer on the right side. Comes to the top of the key with it. That's Beesucker, handles the basketball. Down deep in the corner, Reese Riddle. She's seen action back in the first half. Riddle clears a pass up to Ramsey. Yeah, it looks like the Lady Raiders may slow things down here a little now with a 9-point lead. We're at the 5-minute mark to play in the ballgame. Lady Raiders up by 9. Auburn in a man-to-man defense. And they're allowing the Lady Raiders to run a lot of clock here, Todd. Into the corner, baseline right side. That's Riddle, Reese Riddle. No effort to go to the basket with it. Now here's a try for a layup. Blocked away by Binder, knocked out of bounds, putting the shot up with Jaggers.
They're going to be very deliberate, this Sydney team, and play for good shots and not force it too quick with a 9-point lead here and 4.5 minutes left.
Yeah, there's no reason for the Lady Raiders to rush anything, and the Lady Bulldogs are going to have to turn that man-to-man defense up a notch here and try and force some turnovers. The inbound pass comes into the corner left side. Down to Beesucker. Beesucker into the corner right. Here's a three from the right corner that's off. No good. Rebound, Bishucker. Ball gets way out of bounds, tipped away by Harmony Frank. And it'll stay with the Lady Raiders. They'll inbound the ball, baseline. And now a timeout's going to be taken with 4:32 to play in the ballgame. 33-24, Lady Bulldogs trail.
We'll step aside for another 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunday 101.3.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
33-24, your score. The Lady Raiders on top. Lead the Bulldogs by 9. The clock is down to 4:32 to play in the contest. This is the biggest deficit that the Lady Bulldogs have faced, but they've come back from 7 down before. So let's see if Auburn can get something going. They open the play on defense inside Sylvester. Sylvester puts up a shot that won't go, and the rebound to Harmony Frank. Frank with a good job on the defensive boards. Outlet pass to Binder. Sydney Binder down court. Auburn needs to go with it now. No time to run much of an offense here. They need the basketball. Top of the key, Darnell handles the ball. She stands between the rings as the clock ticks down near the four-minute mark. Darnell now works against Sylvester. Out to Binder. Binder turned down the shot. On the right side, that's Billings with the ball. Darnell, top of the key. Baseline, left side. Maddox under the basket. Oh, the pass is up down court into backcourt. Chased down by Binder. Over and back will be the call.
Boy, that inside presence by the Sydney defense. Carly Sylvester, a big six-footer in there. When Darnell catches that down low, she just has nowhere to go and has to kick it back out. And I know that's the part of the Auburn offense. We like to get the ball to Darnell down low in the post and let her work. But give Carly Sylvester a lot of credit.
And that's what Auburn cannot afford to do, is come down and run all that clock and not even get a shot off. All right, down to 3:45 to go. Here's a driving layup off the glass, up and good by Brenna Ross. And she drew a foul on top of it. Ross will go to the line for the and one. Foul's going to be called on Addie Maddox. On Maddox, I think that's her second personal at the free throw line. Ross's free throw up and good. Brenner Ross has given the Lady Raiders a 12-point lead, 36-24, with 3:39 to play in the basketball game. Bulldogs need to score and score quickly. This is Billings with the ball to the left side. Moving in is Maddox. Takes it right at Sylvester. Maddox's pass goes off to Binder. Binder gets bumped around. Top of the key, Darnell. Auburn using up precious time here. Darnell against Sylvester. Billings for three, off no good. Ball goes out of bounds, but it was blocked out of bounds by Sydney. It'll stay with the Lady Bulldogs. And that's a proper call. I got 300 Raider fans that would disagree with me right in front of me here, but it was the proper call.
Auburn yet to score here in the third quarter.
I know. Billings to inbound under the basket, left side under her backboard. Gets it up top. Maddox goes against Sylvester. Reverse layup, won't go. Darnell battles for the rebound. Out of there with the basketball comes Morgan Jaggers. Down to 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. Auburn has gone scoreless in this quarter. There's a shot up by Sylvester that won't go. Whistle and a foul. Probably on Darnell, I think, Todd.
Yeah, that'll be Darnell's third of the game. 16th foul on Auburn of the half.
Carly Sylvester at the free throw line. She's made 3 out of 4 tonight. 70% free throw shooter on the season. Sylvester free throw is up. Back iron. Bounced out. Too strong. No good.
Carly with 7 points tonight. She's averaging just under 12 a game. Had a 19 and 22 point game in the previous two sub-district games. So Auburn's actually been able to hold City's leading score in check for most of the night.
Carly Sylvester ready for her second free throw attempt here. She takes aim, bends the knees, launches the shot. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebounded Darnell. Jaylee Darnell. Now Auburn needs to get down the court here. They have haven't scored in this period. spending a lot of time running offense and not getting any shots. Here's a timeout taken on the floor.
We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout ourselves. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
CJ Foods and Lanny of Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska have joined together to form Alfea. They're a fast-growing company with multiple career opportunities available, with vision that includes significant production growth and new career opportunities in areas like packaging, maintenance, quality assurance, extrusion, warehousing, and shipping. Alfea offers full-time hours while working only 15 shifts a month. Alfea has opportunities available days and nights, with night shift receiving $3 an hour shift differential. If you're looking for a career with great potential for growth, visit the website alfea.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Kearney High School. 2 minutes, 53 seconds left to play in this one. 36-24, the Sydney Lady Raiders leading the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn. We invite you to stay tuned for the postgame wrap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. We'll break down all the numbers in the postgame show, give you a look at the individual scoring. So stay with us at the conclusion of tonight's ballgame for that Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame wrap-up. 2:53 left to play here in Kearney, 36-24 Lady Raiders. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs hung with them all the way through this ballgame until the fourth quarter here, and Auburn has yet to score in this fourth period. Auburn's basketball, when we go back to live action, Sydney Binder, the fine freshman ball handler, dribbles between the rings, goes to the right side to Billings, baseline in the corner, Harmony Frank, back up to Billings on the right wing. Trying to get a look at the basket has just been a real challenge for the Lady Bulldogs here in this fourth period. Binder gives it up top, Bellstore, baseline left side, Boltensberger rather, top of the key, free throw line, no shot there. Now driving a floater by Binder up, and boy, Sydney can't get that little floater to go either. 36-24. The lead is 12 for the Sydney Raiders. They have the basketball. Jaggers on the dribble, top of the key. Hands the ball up to Ross. Just running clock now are the Raiders with this 12-point lead. Comes to Sylvester on the near side on the wing. Skip pass across court. Running a little weave at the top of the key. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Harmony Frank.
Frank's second of the game. That'll be the 17th foul on Auburn.
So now that's going to put the Raiders at the free throw line. Less than 2 minutes to go in the game. 1:57 showing on the game clock. At the free throw line will be Alicia Campbell. She is 0 for 2 from the line, but she had those damaging two lay-ins right at the end of that third quarter. Free throw is up and good. Got the first one. She'll have a second shot coming. She's now hit one out of three from the free throw line, has 5 points in the ballgame. Alicia Campbell, second free throw is up. It's good also. Hit them both. 38-24. Lady Raiders pulling away now. Less than 2 minutes to go. Down court, Maddox gives to Darnell, left wing. Baseline left side in the corner, deep. Maddox drives the baseline, bounce pass across. Oh, the pass stolen away. Lady Raiders back the other direction. No fast break this time. They're going to slow things down. Sylvester gets it into forecourt. Kicks it out onto the left wing. Mesogatis with the ball. Mesogatis finds Brenna Ross. They're running the weave, just running clock. Down to a minute 25 to go. Reach-in foul is going to be called across the way on Harmony Frank. And right back to the free throw line where she just was a moment ago is Alicia Campbell. Campbell, 2 out of 4 from the line. She has 6 points. She made her last two here in the fourth quarter.
Well, if you're Auburn here, just a really tough fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Yet to score in this fourth final quarter, and that's just allowed Sydney to pull away.
Free throw up and good. 3 in a row now for Alicia Campbell. 7 points in the game. 3 out of 5 from the line. Another attempt coming here for the 5'8 junior. Up and good. She hit them both. Actually, this was a closer ball game than this. Oh, here's an inbound pass that's stolen away. They kick it into the corner. They won't put a shot up. Just, oh, under the basket. Wait a minute. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Billing. God, this was a closer ball game than this final score is going to indicate. Right now, it's starting to look like a blowout at 40-24, but the Auburn girls hung with them. They were only down by 7 there after three quarters. This shot is up and good from the free throw line. for Morgan Jaggers. That puts Jaggers in double figures. She's got 10 now. And another shot coming here. Jaggers' second free throw. It's up and good also. Can you believe it? 42-24, and suddenly Auburn has fallen behind by 18 points with a minute 15 to go in the ballgame. Billings bounce pass to Binder. Binder wants to take it right at Sylvester. Can't get to the basket and has to retreat back to the top of the key. A cross-court pass gets it to Baltensberger. Baltensberger, free throw line, stumbles, spin move. Tries to go up with a shot that's blocked away. Got her own rebound. Now she's in trouble down in the corner. Baltensberger needs help here. Bounce pass. There's Harmony Frank for three off the rim. No, and the rebound comes down to the Lady Raiders. 45 seconds to play. Fast break. Driving in. Lay-in. Blocked away by Harmony Frank. And we're going to put Morgan Jaggers back to the line once again.
Well, 41 seconds left here, and this one's over. Sydney up 18, 42-24.
Here come five reserves in the ballgame. Free throw is up and good for Jaggers. Coach Tyler Shaw putting reserves out, making some of them making their first appearance in the ballgame. Ellison Deal, a 5'6 sophomore, getting in. Second shot is up and off. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Todd, help me ID some of the players getting in here for Auburn now.
And Olivia Swanson's coming in for Auburn. Jasmine for Patrick.
McKenna Turner on the floor. Who else we got in there? Trying to get them all ID'd, everybody that's seeing action here tonight. Down court, across the timeline to the right side. Lady Bulldogs with the basketball, 30 seconds to play. This is Maddox on the dribble. Maddox comes to the left wing. McKenna Turner holds the ball for just a moment. Now Turner. Oh, it was touched there for a minute by Swanson. Turner again to the top of the key. Maddox wants to go between defenders. Can't get into the paint. Here's a three from the corner left side. In and out of there. Rebound's going to be knocked out of bounds. Touched last by Auburn. We're down to 12 seconds of play. Again, we invite you to stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a complete breakdown of all the numbers from tonight's C1 district final. Here's the inbound pass on the left side. Maddox tries to move to the basket. I think she stepped on the baseline. That'll give the ball over to the Raiders. I'm sure Auburn's not going to foul here. They'll probably just step back and let them dribble it out with 8 seconds to go. Now Auburn's going to come out and play some defense. No point in a foul here. Here's the buzzer. There's the ball game. 43-24, your final score. The Sydney Raiders with the win tonight over the Lady Bulldogs, 43-24. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame report coming up after this 2-minute break. You've been listening to Auburn Lady Bulldogs basketball on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers.
F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back now to Kearney High School. Your final score tonight, the Sydney Lady Raiders defeat the Auburn Lady Bulldogs 43-24. You can probably hear the celebration going on in the background as the Lady Raiders are cutting down the nets here. Of course, they have the music blaring through the public address system. Let's take a look at the final numbers here. This postgame report brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or visit with Weston Witt in Falls City. 43-24, and Todd, the story here is the Auburn Lady Bulldogs failed to score in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they didn't hit a scoring drought. City turned up the defense a little bit, and Auburn just couldn't muster any points and gave a couple of quick baskets and just got away from them pretty quick.
I said during the fourth quarter there, this is one of those games that people are going to look at the score online or in the newspaper and are going to say, well, that was a blowout. Folks, it really wasn't. The Lady Bulldogs gave a good accounting of themselves here tonight. They were only down by one at halftime, came back from a seven-point deficit on three different occasions to tie it back up. So they were in this battle all the way down till the final. I think the turning point in the ball game came in that last 30 seconds of the third quarter when Alicia Campbell got two breakaway lay-ins. Sydney Binder had just pulled Auburn back to within three with about 36 seconds to play in the period, and then two quick breakaway lay-ins there by Alicia Campbell, and all of a sudden it was a seven-point ball game at the end of three quarters, and the Lady Raiders never looked back from there. Let's look at the numbers. First of all, for the Lady Raiders scoring, they were led tonight by Morgan Jagger. She was the only Lady Raider in double figures. She finished with 12 points. Brenna Ross added eight, also eight for Alicia Campbell. Carly Sylvester had seven in the ball game. Adding six was Reagan Stanley, and 2 points for Jersey Messagattis. Their total 43. From the charity stripe, the Sydney Raiders, they shot a lot of free throws. They made 14 out of 21 free throws. 14 of 21 from the charity stripe for the Lady Raiders. Now, the numbers for the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn. Nobody got into double figures. Addie Maddox and Zoe Baltzberger, a pair of freshmen, led the way. They scored 6 points each in the game. Melanie Billings finished with five. Jaylee Darnell also with 5 points for the Lady Bulldogs. And adding two tonight was Sydney Binder for Auburn's total of 24. Auburn did a good job at the line. They just didn't shoot very many free throws. They made 8 out of 9 from the charity stripe, 8 of 9 shooting from the free throw line for the Lady Bulldogs. With the loss, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs finished their season at 17-6 on the year. The win moves the Sydney Raiders into the state tournament, taking an 18-6 record into the tournament in Lincoln next week. Todd, your final thoughts on this contest?
Well, Auburn's got a lot to look forward to. If you look at their roster, they don't lose any seniors, or they lose one in Jocelyn Lambert, who actually didn't play this year, but they return their entire roster, some freshmen. They're a young team, a few sophomores there. They're going to be good for a couple more years, and this is a team to keep your eye on. They should walk away pretty proud of the season they had, and Auburn fans have a bright future ahead for girls basketball.
Not only is most of this team going to be back next year, most of the team's going to be back the next year,
yeah,
and most of this team's going to be back the next year. You got a bunch of freshmen out here going against. This is a case where you got 14-year-old girls playing against 18-year-old young women out here, and that's the difference between 14-year-olds and 18-year-olds when a senior-dominated team like the Lady Raiders comes out here and goes against a younger team in Auburn. But our congratulations to Coach Grant Cole and the Lady Bulldogs at Auburn High School on a great season, finishing at 17-6. And Todd, you nailed it. They got a lot to look forward to for Auburn Lady Bulldog basketball in the coming years. I want to remind everyone, John Nixon is on the air right now over on our sister station, KTNC. He traveled out to Odell tonight, to Delmer Odell, the Sacred Heart Lady Irish are taking on Lawrence Nelson in the D2 sub-district. You can hear that on KTNC. Now, if you're outside the immediate Falls City area, it's on at 107.1 FM and 1230 AM. You can also listen worldwide online at msksports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC, and you can hear John with that call from Odell. We don't have an update here. I was hoping someone would be texting me. Just across town over at Kearney Catholic, the Sterling Lady Jets are facing Juanita Palisade. They're about a half hour behind us, so that game should be in the late stages now over at Kearney Catholic. We want to wish the Sterling Lady Jets the best of luck also. Hope to have a date with them in Lincoln next week. We'll see how that one goes. So that's just about going to wrap it up for our coverage here. Don't forget, we've got boys district final basketball coming your way on Monday. Here on Sunny 101.3, I'll travel with the Auburn Bulldogs out to Crete. They're going to face Boone Central, that's Albion. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off live from Crete here on Sunny 101.3 on KTNC. A 6 o'clock tip-off Monday night, the Sacred Heart Irish will be at Hampton. They'll be facing Medicine Valley. So be with us Monday night. Lots more basketball coming up, boys districts. And then we'll see how these other teams come out, Sacred Heart, Sterling. Hopefully we'll be making a trip into Lincoln for the girls' state tournament this coming week. As we said, that about wraps it up for tonight's coverage of district tournament basketball. For Todd Gatula and for our producer-engineer, Scott Cox, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight here at Kearney, the Sydney Lady Raiders 43, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs 24. Good evening, everyone. Southeast Nebraska has been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.